The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Davkovav. Today's daf is being studied. Le'anu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. For Hashem Adina Batzara. Enna Refananah Refatanefesh Refatagur Fuatak Rabadabu V'chein Nusuf Anamar Amen. We begin today's daf on Kufi Amud Ber. We have three lines from the bottom. Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonatan May Dechtiv. What does it mean? On the Pasuk Ne'emanim Petz'e Ohev V'na'tarot Neshikot Sone. The Makot that a person receives from somebody that loves him are more loyal and trustworthy than the kisses that one gets from his enemy. Which means the word ne'atarot is the opposite. What the hit of the friend, the opposite ne'atarot is the exact opposite effect of the kiss of the enemy. It's better to be hit by your friend than be kissed by your enemy. So the Gemara explains, what does that mean? Tova kedala shekenel ahaya shilonit Yisrael. When Ahaya Shiloni prophesied on the Pur'anut that was going to come on the Jewish people for worshipping Avodah Zarah of Yerubam, his curses, yote meberacha shebercham bel'am ha'rasha, were more loyal for us, better than the blessings that bel'am ha'rasha blessed us. Ahaya Shiloni kedelet Yisrael bekaneh. Ahaya Shiloni cursed the Jewish people, comparing them to a reed, to a kaneh, shne'emar, cursed us that we're going to move from place to place like the reed in the water. The kaneh stands in the water, the reed is in the water. If you cut the reed, a new one grows. V'sharashav merubin, it has a lot of roots. V'afidu kol ruchot sheba'olam ba'ot v'noshbot bo, even if all the winds come and blow it, en mizizot oto memekomo, it cannot uproot it, it cannot move it from its place. Ela hu olech u'bach emmahem. It just go with the flow. Kivan shedomimu haruchot, once the winds subside, amad kaneh b'mekomo. So the kaneh is still there, which is even though he cursed us, ahaya shilina, we'll be like a kaneh, but it's a beracha, because a kaneh can never be destroyed. So even though there's going to be great winds of animosity against us, at the end of the day, kaisa will still remain. Aval bil'am ha'rasha birchan be'eres. But bil'am ha'rasha, he blessed the Jewish people that they're going to be like a cedar tree. Now cedar tree sounds like it's a beracha, cedar tree is strong, but it's a curse in disguise. Ma erize enu omed mukomayim. The erize tree doesn't stand by the water. V'sharashav mu'atim, it has very little roots. The end is on mahlif. If you chop the cedar tree, it doesn't regenerate. V'afilu kol haruchot sheba'olam ba'ot v'noshbot bo. Now granted, if all the winds of the world would come to blow the cedar tree, em mizizot oto mekomo. You're right, it cannot move it from its place. However, kevan shenishbab ruach derumit. But the southerly wind, which is the strong wind, miyad okarto v'hofachto al panav, blows it over and lands on its face. V'lo od ela shezacha kaneh liton memena kolmos lichto memenu sifrei Torah nevi'im v'ketubim. Not only that, but the kaneh has also a value. It was chosen to be used as the quill in order to write sifrei Torah nevi'im v'ketubim. So therefore you see the blessing of Bil'am, that he blessed us like a erez, but an erez can be destroyed. So it's a blessing. His curse is not as good as his blessing is not as good as the curse of Ahaya Hashiloni. Yeah. Ahaya was a prophet in the times of after Yerubam. After the Jewish people worshipped the Avodah Zarah of Yerubam ben Nevat, he prophesied that the Jewish people are going to be swayed back and forth by the enemies like an erez. Like a kaneh. Now, it says in the Pasuk, the Gemara says that Arazim, the cedar tree, is not in the water. So that she says, but if you look at the pasuk, Bil'am said, "Ka Arazim alemayim," like the cedar tree is by the water. So how do you reconcile that with the Gemara, which says the cedar tree is not by the water? So that she says, Bil'am made a statement, and God finished his statement, Letovah. Bil'am said, "Ka Arazim." The Shekhinah said, "Alemayim." Look at Rashi on the top. והי דכתיב כארזים על המים שכינה היא דאמרה אי הוא אמר כארזים כלומר שאין עומדים במקום מים he said the Jewish people are going to be like cedar trees not next to water שכינה אמרה עלי מים and the שכינה concluded it's a no עלי מים וכן כל הוא מפרש בהגדה בכי אגבנה כנחלים ניטאיו הוא אומר כנחלים פוסקים לפעמים which means he compares to a נחל sometimes the נחל loses its stream which means it's going to continue to flow. He said, like gardens. Amra bat kol ale nahar, by the river. It's not going to dry up. Amar ka ahalim, yatsa bat kol amra nata Hashem. So therefore, Bil'am, whatever he said, Akbar, who finished his words, letova. Comes the Gemara and says, a continuation from what Bil'am said. Vayar et akeni. He saw the kini, kini is Yitro, and then he said his parable. Amar lo Bil'am li Yitro. So Bil'am tells Yitro, kini lo ha'ita imanu be'ota Isa. Weren't you with us? You were one of the advisors of Paro with us. When Paro made the decree, kola b'na yiloda ora tashlichu, you were there with us. Mi yoshivecha etzel etane olam. Who put you next to etane olam? You're now with the Jewish people, you're on top of the world. How did you go from being an advisor Paro to reach such a level? That she says, "Heita beota aitsa shegazar Paro kol abena yilod." I ordered bitmiya, but daita if I show you with us, umiyo shivecha etz etane olam shatidim manechad yishim b'dishkat gazit. How in the world did you get that zikut that your descendants are going to sit in the Sanhedrin? Benu dechtiv etan moshavecha. Bil'am says your seat is strong. Vechi ben etane olam atay yoshev. How was that possible? How did you get there? Ma'anu da marif hiya bal abba marif simai shloshayu beota aitza. There were three advisors to Paro at that time. Eluhen Bil'am, Iyov, v'Yitro. Bil'am, shi'at. Bil'am was the one that said, do it. Kol abena yilol, tashnichu. So what happened? Midah keneged mina, neherag. Iyov sheshatak, Iyov kept quiet. Iyov didn't give an opinion. He abstained. Nidon b'yisurin. They say midah keneged midah because he kept quiet. So he got Yisurin. What happens when a person gets Yisurin? He screams. So they say, hey, you should have screamed then. Midah keneged midah. You didn't scream, now you're going to scream from Yisurin. V'yitro shebarach. Yitro that ran away. Zachu b'nei banav lishev v'lishkat ha-gazit. What? Yitro obviously ruled against it. And then he ran away because he didn't want to get killed. So because he made the right judgment, so he's v'chet that his children will sit in Sanhedrin. Shneimar u'mishpechot sofrim. יושבי יעבץ, תרעיתים, שמחתים, שוחתים, הם מהכנים, הבאים, מחמת, אבי, בית רכב, and that's what talking about Yitro's grandchildren, וכתיב, ובני כני, חותן משה, עלו מעיר התמרים, and כני, we know is Yitro, so you see his children sat in the Sanhedrin. וישם משלו ויומר, he continues, אוי, מי יחיה מסמואל? Whoa, who's going to be able to live from the one that God places him? What does this mean? Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Oila le'umma, woe to the nation, shetimsa b'sha'a shakadosh baruch hu oseh pidyon lebanav. Woe to the nation that gets in the way when God wants to come and redeem his children. There's going to be any enemies that are going to try to stop that. Oy, mi yahye, who's going to live, misumoil, when God comes to place himself on Klai Yisrael to save them? Nobody should get in the way. Mi matil kisuto ben levi le'levi'ah. It's a mashal. Who's going to put his clothes to separate the lion to the lioness. When the lion wants to go with the lioness, don't get in the way to try to stop them. Who's going to stick their garment in between them to try to separate them? When they try to go with each other, don't get in the way. Similarly, when a Kohen who comes to save Klai Yisrael, then we should get in the way. Comes again and says, V'tzim biyad kitim. Okay, what is this pasuk talking about over here? This is also part of the derasha. It says in the pasuk by Bil'am, "Vesim miyad kitim." That what? Siyim is boats, big boats. that have come from the city of Kittim. And the ones that come over there, they're going to cause torture to Ashur. So the end of the Pasuk says, Ve'inu Ashur, Ve'inu Eved. The guys on the boats that are going to come from Kittim are going to give torture to Ashur and Eved. Amarav, where is Kittim? Libun Aspir. That's the name of a place. Ve'inu Ashur, Ve'inu Eved. What does it mean? These boats are going to come and conquer these places. Ad Ashur Katle Miktal. All the places from until Ashur, they're going to kill. Mikan Ve'ilat Mishabede Sha'bude. From that place on, from Ashur on, they're going to take all the people into captivity. That was a prophecy that he made. Okay. According to Rashi, it's Masra, this is talking about in the future. Bigula Atida. Okay, we continue. So then what is Bil'am tell Balak? Hineni yolech le'ammi. And now he failed. He wasn't able to curse. He said, I'm going back home. Lecha yasecha. Let me give you advice. Asher yaseh ha'am hazeh le'ammecha. In order, what this nation is going to do to your nation. Now, really what Bil'am was giving was, he was giving Balak advice to protect themselves from Israel. But he says, let me give you advice. Let me give advice what they should do as if to protect themselves from you. That's the reverse. He wasn't giving advice to Klai Seir to protect themselves from Balak. He's giving the advice to Balak, but he didn't want to say that because it looks like miskin that he has to give Balak advice to save himself from Klai Yisrael or to win Klai Yisrael. So he said in the reverse. It's like when a person wants to curse himself, he doesn't curse himself, he curses somebody else, but he means the curse is on himself. So therefore the same thing over here. He didn't want to put Balak in a bad light as if he needs an idea how to beat Klai Yisrael. So he said, let me give you an advice how they will be able to get you. And it's reverse. The country should say Amecha, your nation to them. Amar Abba Bar Kana, ke Adam shemikalel et atzmo. It's like a person that wants to curse himself, v'tore killato b'hanim, but he calls it to somebody else. He curses somebody else. I mean, he don't want to tell Balak, let me give you advice how to overcome the Jewish people, as if he's weak. So let me give advice how they can overcome you. Amalehem enom shel elu sone zima. The God of the Jewish people, he hates promiscuity, he hates zima. Vehem mitavim nichli peshtan. Jewish people, they love linen garments. Move asiyacha etza. Let me give you an advice. Asal lehem kilaim. So he made them kilaim. What's a kilaim?
Tents.
Okay, tents. We make like a bazaar, a market. V'yoshiv v'hem zonot, and put zonot in the market. Zekena mebachutz, put an old lady in the front. V'yalda mebifnim, a young girl in the back room. V'yimachru lehem klipishtan, and start selling klipishtan, selling them the linen garments. Asa lehem kela'im mehar shelek ad bet ha'yishimot. That gives you the place. Har shelek is the place. Tel bet ha'yishimot. V'yoshiv v'hem zonot, zekena mebachutz, v'yalda mebifnim. Exactly like he said. The Jewish people ate and they drank and they were b'simcha in the midbar. They went to the market. Now the market was open. You don't want linen garments? So the zekena gives a price. And the yalda gives a cheaper price. And Zekena gives another price, and then the Yalda gives a cheaper price. So therefore, they were drawn after the younger girls because they were giving them a cheaper price on the garments. Come on into the tent. You're like a ben bayit. You're like one of us. Shev beron la'atzmecha. Take your time. Sit. Choose whatever you like. V'tzartzure shel yayin amuni munachesan. She has like a jug of amuni wine next to her. The wine of the green wasn't forbidden yet. Right? That was only midrabanan. The wine of the green became asur. Yain shel nochrim. Amra lo, ritzorka shetishte, koshel yain. Have a little wine. You're allowed. Kivan sheshata, once they started to drink the wine, ba'ar bo. All of a sudden, the yitzhara was bo'ar bo. The fire of the yitzhara went into them. Amalu hashmi'ili. Listen to what I have to say. She takes out the avodah zarah, the mini avodah zarah bal peor. She takes out of a pocket. Amra lo avodah zeh. Come on, worship it. Amar la halo yehudi ani. We're Jewish. We don't worship avodah zarah. Amra lo machpat techa. What do you care? Kol mevakshim emecha ela peor. We ask you to defecate on it. We're not asking you to serve it. To defecate on the avodah zarah. Vehu eno yodeh shavodat habekach. But they didn't realize that's the way you serve that avodah zarah. Peor, you defecate. That's the way you do it. Ve'lod ela she'eni menachatcha ad she'tekvor betorat Moshe labicha. They went to the next level. I'm not leaving you until you be kofer in the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu she'ne'emar hem abau baal peor ve'inazeru leboshet ve'yu shikutzim ve'abam. Okay, it's pasuk is coming to tell you that they ended up coming to ridicule or deny even what the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And she says, "Leboshet saru midarkam v'alchu achar boshet." Right, they went after the busha, which is avodah zara. Ke'ahavam, that she says, "B'tok ta'avat avatam leznut." What drew them afterward was not the ta'avat for avodah zara, but the yitzhar of znut. They wanted to go with the girls, so therefore they did anything. They even worshipped the avodah zara. They were kofir ba'kadosh baruch hu. Ve'yeshiv yisrael b'shitim. So what it says in the pasuk, the Jewish people sat in Shittim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shittim Shema. That was the name of the place. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yeshua Omer Shetasku B'Devrei Shetut. The reason why it was called Shittim, Shetut. They got involved in craziness in Shetut. They went with the girls of the Avodah Zarah. But the Krena Le'am Zevchei Elohim. So it says they went and they started worshiping the Zevachim, the gods of the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Arumot pag'u bahem. Which means what? What is it? Arumot pag'u bahem? Arumot. As it sounds. B'di begadim. Benot mo'av. All of a sudden they appeared. So it's, when it says the pasuk, v'tekrena, it's been a shun mikre. That all of a sudden, boom, they appeared. Obviously. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, shena'asu kulan ba'ale kereim. That v'tekrena over him nashun keri, that that such ta'ava for the girls of Moab, they all became ba'ale keri v'tekrena nashun shekvat zera keri. Okay, now the Gemara comes along and gives you another machlok. We just gave you a machlok on the word shittim. Now the Gemara is going to give you another machlok on another word. The Gemara says when Amalek came, says v'yilacham b'yisem b'rfidim. May nashun b'rfidim b'yazom b'rfidim shema. That's the name of the place. B'yoshua omer shiripu atzmam medvrei Torah, which means they weakened their hands. When it came to the Torah mitzvot, refidim, like rafu yadayim. Once they became weakened in the Devrei Torah, who came? Amalek, Shnei Emar, lo hifnu avot el banim, merifyon yadayim. He's just showing you a pasuk that the word refyon means to get weakened. Merifyon yadayim, so therefore refidim is nashon refayon, they weaken themselves in the Devrei Torah, hence Amalek comes. Amar Yohanan, kol makom, Shnei Emar vayeshev. Anytime you see the word vayeshev in the Torah, eno ela lashon tsa'ar. You know, trouble. שנאמר וישב יישב בשיטים. Bingo, what happened? ויחל בעם נזנות את בנות מואב. They went after the girls of Moab. וישב יעקב בארץ מגורי אבי, בארץ כנען. What happened? ויבא יוסף ודיבתם נעל אביהם. The story of Yosef happened right after that. Where he brought the lashon hara to the father and they ended up selling him. ונאמר וישב ישראל בארץ גושן. The Jews of the Goshen. What did it say? ויקרימו ימי ישראל למות. יעקב אבינו dies. וישב יהודה ויסד לפתע איש תעת גפתו ותעת תאנתו. And what does it say in Melachim? That everybody was in Israel, they were under their trees, and they were under their vineyard. That's Vayakev Hashem Satan, that Hadad HaAdomi b'Zera HaMelech u b'Edom. All of a sudden a war came out, that God brought Hadad HaAdomi to come and bother the Jewish people. Comes the Gemara and continues, Ve'et Malchei Midyan Haregu Al Halaleim. It says the Jewish people killed the kings of Midyan, Ve'et Bil'am Ben Be'or Haregu B'Halev. They ended up killing Bil'am with the sword. Bil'am mai ba'e hatam. What was he doing in Midian? The Jewish people were fighting Midian. How in the world did Bil'am get over there to Midian where he was able to get killed over there? What was he doing by Midian? Pshat is he went to get paid. Amar Yohanan shalach li toschar 24,000 shepim Yisrael. He worked his idea. He killed 24,000 Jews. So he went to his idea worked. He had to get his commission or his payment. So he went to Midian to get money. Amar mor zutra bartubia amar. That's what the people say. Gamla azla lebe'e karne. The camel goes because he wants to get horns. So instead of getting horns, what happens? As he goes to get his new horns, they end up chopping off his ears that he had already. Bilam's going to get paid. He's going to get news wants something that he didn't have. He ends up going there. What ends up happening? He gets killed. It says in the book of Yeshua, Bilam the magician, they killed. It's in the book of Yeshua, it calls him a kosim. Now we know he was a prophet. A magician is much lower level than a prophet. So what happened to him? Kibbalah says, Kosim, Navihu, he was a prophet. He started off as a Navi. After he came to curse B'nai Israel, the prophecy was taken away from him, he became a Kosim. Amar Papanu, the Amri, just what the people say, Misgane Vishilte Avae. A person used to be, a lady used to be the wife of a general or a, you know, a prince. What ends up happening? Aizan the Gavre Negare. She ends up becoming the wife of the guy that pulls the boats. Which means, hey, you went from a hashuv wife and you became like the wife of a carpenter, that she says in another pshat. The gare can either be a carpenter or the ones that pull the boats with the ropes. Which means she went from a high status and now she goes to a low. Similarly, Bilam used to be a prophet and he went to a low level. Okay, comes the Gemara says, Harigu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev el halalehem. Okay, it's mashma that they killed Bilam in many ways. It says, Harigu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev el halalehem. Halalehem is deaths. Now, how many deaths could they kill Bilam in? Amarav shkimu bo arba mito sekila usrefa herig v'cherek. Which means they hung him up, they put the fire underneath him, they cut his head off, and he fell into the fire. Well, when they hung him, it was chenek. When they chopped his head off, that's herig. When he fell to the ground, that's sekila. The fire was right underneath him, and therefore he got serefa. So they did a contraption where they were able to give him the four mitot bedin in one shot. Amar le'ahu mina le'bi hanina. Certain mean, kofir. He told Rabbi Hanina, mi shami alak bil'am bar kama havad. We know how old Bil'am was when he got killed. It doesn't really say. We have a pasuk tehillim. People of deceit and murderous people, lo yasu yimehem. They will not reach half a lifetime. Now we know a normal lifetime, let's say, is 70 years. They won't even reach half. Bar taltin utlat shenin or bar taltin ba'arba. He was either 33 years old or 34 years old. Bil'am when he dies. Amar de shapir ka'amart. So the kofir said, you're right. I saw the diary of Bil'am. I was 33 years old when I was killed by Pinchas the warrior, or Pinchas the...
Bil'am.
Didn't we say he was there to get with the Gezerah of Paro?
So it's a halukah. It's a halukah. Halukah. Different shitot. Different shitot. Pinchas was the sar sabah of the war over there.
Pinchas is the one who put him through the that chamber.
Pinchas killed him. Says the Pinchas is sar sabah Yisrael. Lachen afi bepoal harago achelim et Bil'am nekret harigato Hashem Pinchas. Okay, some say others killed him. It's Machloket who killed him. Zohar Kadosh says somebody else killed Bil'am. So the reason why they give the credit to Pinchas is because he was the general of the war, so therefore he gets the credit for killing him. So either he did it himself, others did it. Okay. You're right, according to this Derash,
He wasn't in Mislaim.
He only died at 33 years old. Amar de mor bered ravina lebre. Mor Bered Ravina told his son, Bechudihu, when it comes to all the Melachim and the Hedyotot that are written in the Mishnah, you know, the four kings, the three kings and the four Hedyotot, Lo Tefish Lemidrash. Don't be Doresh on them, Lignai. Don't say bad things about them. Lebal mit Bil'am Rasha. Except when it comes to Bil'am Rasha, the Kamma, the Meshkah, Hadbe, Deroshbe. All the Gnai you could put on Bil'am, don't worry about it. Say, much as you can put on Bil'am, put it on him. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, now we're going to Do'eg. Do'eg was another one of the people that lost his Chaydek, the Alam Abba. Ketiv, one Pasuk says, Do'eg, it calls him Do'eg. Uchtiv, doyeg. Why did he change his name? Amar Yohanan, betehida, which means before he spoke lashon hara on David, Yosef Hakadosh Baruch Hu vedoeg shemi yitzez letarbut ra'a. God was worried about doeg. So doeg is like he was worried because he saw that he has a potential to go off the derech. Doeg had tremendous potential. So originally God was doeg. He was worried that he shouldn't go off the derech. However, what happened? After he went off, after he spoke lashon hara on David HaMelech, Amar vay sheyatza ze doyeg. Doyeg vay. Why? Whoa, to me, kibyachol, that this one went out to Talbut Ra'a. Okay, siman. Gibor verasha sadiq hayil vesofer. All this talking about doeg adomina. Amar bitzhak. My dichtiv, ma titalel bera'a ha-gibor chesed el kol ayom. Amal ha-kadosh baruch hu le-doeg, lo gibor ba-tora ata. Aren't you gibor ba-tora? Doeg was a big tamin ha-cham. Ma titalel bera'a. What are you glorifying yourself with the Lashon Hara that you spoke about David? Lo chesed el natui alecha kol ayom. You're a chacham, you're osik ba-tora the whole day. The Torah is called Torah chesed. You have chesed on you all day long. What are you getting involved in? In other things over here, in the bad things, to show you that what doeg was really tamir hakam. God is testifying. You're involved in chesed el kol hayom. You're involved in turat chesed the whole day. Why go off and start speaking lashon hara? V'amar b'yitzhak by dechti v'rasha amal Elohim malecha lesaper chukai. God tells the rasha malecha lesaper chukai. What are you gaining by speaking my statutes? Amalek lo baruchu doeg rasha. What are you going to learn Torah for? When you're going to get to the parasha of murderer, and the parasha that talks about those that speak lashon hara, how are you going to learn them? You yourself did it. You yourself was the cause of the murdering of the city of Nov'i Nakuanim. You yourself was the cause of the speaking of the Lashon Hara against David HaMelech. How are you going to be Doreshis Pesukim? You yourself do not fulfill them. You have placed my berit, my covenant, on your lips, on your mouth. Amar Rabbi Amir, En Torato Shel Doeg, Ela Misafa V'Lachutz, which means the Torah of Doeg remained in his mouth. His Torah was superficial. It never entered his heart to change him. He's big tamir hakam, smart, but the Torah never changed his character. That's why God says, "Vatisa edivri al picha." My Torah is only on your mouth. It didn't penetrate your heart. Marbi Yitzhak, my dichtiv v'yiru tzadikim v'yirau v'alav yishaku. So it says, originally, Doeg was successful. He was making sins and he was mimatzliyah. So it says, yirau. The tzaddikim were scared that maybe they're going to learn from the ways of Doeg. But when he got punished, he died in half his life also. Then what? Yishaku. Then the tzaddikim were laughing. Originally they saw Rasha v'tovlo. The Rasha is being successful in life. Tzaddikim were worried. Who knows? Maybe if we see such a thing, we'll learn from such a person to become bad. But once they saw the end, that he died, Yishaku. Then the tzaddikim left. To say, now we understand that the Rasha got his punishment. The Rasha, he swallowed Hail. Hail is wealth. But ended up what? He spit it out. From his stomach, God extracted it. What is the pasuk talking about? Amar David Tefnechel Baruch Hu. Rabbanon Shel Olam, Yamud Doeg. God tells David tells God, kill Doeg immediately. Rasha. What does God say? Amado Hail Bala Vakienu. He has a lot of Torah in his body. Let's wait till the Torah is forgotten by him. Once he forgets all his Torah, then we can kill him. Hail Bala, he swallowed Torah. Vakienu, we have to wait till he gets rid of it. Okay, what else? Amar David, Amar Lefanav. David says, "Mibeto Yerushenu El." Don't wait till he forgets it. You take it out of his stomach. Mibeto Yerushenu El. Extract it from his stomach. Don't wait till he forgets it. Cause him to forget it immediately, so he can kill him. Okay, so comes Gemara and says, "Amar Bitzchak, my dichtiv." It says in Tehillim regarding Doeg, "Gam El Yitasecha Lanetzach." God is going to destroy you eternally. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu to David, Nete Doeg La'alma De'ateh. Should we give Doeg Olam Abba? Meaning give Doeg his punishment in this world, let him suffer in this world, but at least give him Olam Abba. Amar Lefanav Gam El Yitasecha Lanesach. No, he should be eternally destroyed. What does it mean at the end of the pasuk? Yachtecha, yachtecha means he should be cut. V'yisachacha, he should be uprooted. Me'ohel, from the tent. V'shereshcha, and your roots. Me'eris hayim sela, from the land of the living. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Eg lost his chelek l'olam haba, Mo'olam HaZeh as well, limru shema'ata b'medresha m'shemeh, at least he should quote his Torah. Let his Torah at least perpetuate in the Bet Midrash, so his Torah will continue for the future generations. He should be uprooted from the tent. What's tent? The tent of Torah. Meaning his Torah should not be mentioned bichlal. Because Baruch Hu says, Lehevele benin rabbanan. At least let him have tamidei achrim as children. Even his roots should be uprooted, that he should have no Talmidei Chachamim that will descend from him. Amar Bishak, my dichtiv, what does it say regarding Doeg? Ayeh sofer et amigdalim. This is talking about Doeg. There was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. The Gemara is going to explain how these words in the Pasuk refer to his Talmid Chacham. Ayeh sofer, where's the counter? She what? Kol otiyot shebat Torah. He was able to count all the letters in the Torah. I mean, he knew the Haser and the Yatir, which word has a Novav, which has an extra Yud, and so on and so on. He was expert in the Haserot and Yatirot. Ayesh Shokel, the one that used to weigh. She Shokel, Kol, Kalim, Bahamurim, Shabbat Torah. He knew all the Kalbahomers of the Torah. Ayesh Sofer et Migdalim, the one that counted the buildings. Shayah Sofer, Shlosh Mot Halachot Pesukot. He was able to teach 300 Halachot. B'migdal ha-poreach be'avir. Okay, different interpretations of what is migdal ha-poreach be'avir. Some say it's the roof of the lamed. The letter lamed has the roof of it goes up and then comes down. So he says he was able to explain 300 pshatim just on the roof of the lamed, why the neck of the lamed is the shape that it is. That's migdal, the building. That's the long neck of the landscape building. Ha-poreach be'avir, that's suspended in the air. Okay, 300 pshatim on such a concept. That's one interpretation. Many interpretations over here. Other interpretations say he knew 300 halachot, laws of tumah v'tahara. When a person goes into, let's say, chutz la'aretz, it's tameh. Let's say he goes in a box. They take him in a box. So what's the law on that? Migdal. They put him in a migdal, in a box, and poreach ba'avir, through the airspace of chutz la'aretz. Okay? Third explanation, he knew 300 interpretations to suspend a migdal in the air through witchcraft. Migdal, aporeach ba'avir. We're able to say certain 300 pshatim had to keep things suspended in the air. Another explanation, migdal ha-patuach le'avir. Okay, that's from the Mishnah and Aholot. That's talking about the laws of Tum'ah. Then you have migdal aporeach ba'avir, it's migdal bavel. The Tu'eg do 300 interpretations regarding the Migdal that they built in the times of the Torah, in the times of Babel. Migdal HaPoreach Be'avir. So whatever it is, he had 300 interpretations on one of these items, which is a lot of Torah to say on any one subject. Amar bi'ame arba me'a ba'ye ba'ud do'eg v'haytofel. They had do'eg and ha'haytofel. They had 400 questions. Migdal HaPoreach Be'avir. Regarding that sugya of Migdal HaPoreach Be'avir, they were so deep, the questions that they had, that they couldn't even answer one of the 400 questions. Amarava, ributal lemibaye. That's a hadosh. That's a praise to ask questions. That's not a praise to ask questions. Kibra says, Bishne de Rav Yehuda, in the years of Rav Yehuda, all the learning that they had was benezikin. Was in the Masichtu talk about nezikin. The anan kamat ina tuva beoksin. However, in our generation, we are studying all the shisha sedre mishnah, even to oksin, which is all the way at the end in the last seder in taharot. We're studying even Uksin. Nechiyava mater of Yehuda. When the Yehuda used to get to the deep sugyot of Uksin, like the Mishnah that says, Isha shekoveshet yarak bekedera. A lady that's pickling vegetables in the kedera, in the pot. The amrila, and some say, zetim, olives, shekevasham betarfehem, olives that you pickled with their leaves on them, tehurim. The Mishnah says they're tahor. What do you mean they're tahor? Normally, whatever's connected to a fruit or a vegetable, the handle of it becomes tameh as well, which is if you touch the handle, since it's connected to the olive, so therefore it's auxiliary to the olive. If that becomes tameh, the whole olive becomes tameh. Unless the intention is that the stem is destined to be, will fall off. The reason why a stem is considered part of the vegetable is because when you lift up the stem, the whole vegetable comes with it. But if you lift up the stem and it falls off, so it's only there for show. When you pickle something, it becomes soft, the stem. So if the stem is only there for show, but you could, when you lift it up, what's going to happen? It's going to fall off. So therefore, it's not considered auxiliary to the item. So therefore, when you pickle an item and the stem becomes tameh, it doesn't mean tameh the rest of the olives. So setim shekavsham betarfehem, an olive that you pickled with its stems, tehorim, they remain tehorim if the stem becomes tameh. Anyway, when Rabbi Yehuda used to learn that Mishnah, they couldn't understand it. Amari, they would say, Habayot de Rav Usmoel kahazina acha, which means I see the questions of Rav and Shmuel, which means the logic of these Mishnah are very difficult. Like my rabbis, like all the questions throughout Shas between Rav and Shmuel. When Rabbi Yehuda, when he got to the Uksin Mishnah, he said, wow, this is as hard as the Kushiot that Rav and Shmuel used to ask in the Bet Midrash. Now that was in the early generations of Rabbi Yehuda. The Anan Kamatina Be'uksin Tlat Sere Metifta. We're learning Masikat Uksin in 13 yeshivas, which means in our generation, the rabbi was saying that we have much more Torah. Much more Torah than the earlier generations. We have 13 yeshivas that are studying Masikat Uksin. But what? With all that, with all the Torah that we have, the Rabbi Yehuda Sharif Mesaneh. When there was a fast day that they made, let's say, for the rains, because there was no rains, a drought, all Rabbi Yehuda had to do is take off his shoes, one shoe, v'ata mitra, and God would see his suffering, and right away the rain would come. And we're screaming for the rain all day long, and nobody's listening, which means for some reason the generation of Rabbi Yehuda, where there was less Torah, was more beloved than Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though we're more fluent. Which means, what he was trying to show is, God doesn't measure the greatness of the generation by fluency, by how much Torah you know. We have much more Torah. And still what? God answered their prayers. So don't tell me, oh, Do'egin Aitofel, they had 400 questions, and they had so much Torah. Torah is not what measures the generation. You see, the earlier generation has less Torah, but God received their prayers immediately. And like, what's the explanation? That's the key. God wants the person's heart. Not that he only learns Torah, but that he's Lashem Shamayim, that his heart is Lashem Shamayim, that he has purity of the Dichtiv, Lashem Yid'eh Lalevav. God looks at the person. So even though Do'egin Aitofel, they might have had a lot of Torah, however, their hearts were not l'shem shamayim, and therefore it was worthless. Amar Mishav Shia Do'eg v'Haytofel Lo Avu Savrish Ma'atita. Reverse what we just said. Rav Mishav Shia said Do'eg v'Haytofel, they didn't understand their learning. Matkif Lam Borzutra Man Dichtiv Be Ayes Sofer Ayes Shokil Ayes Sofer Et Hamigdalim V'Hatta Ma Lo Avu Savrish Ma'ata. You just told me they counted the letters of the Torah, they knew every Kal Bachomer, they had 300 alachot on Migdal HaPoreach Ve'Avir. And you're telling me they didn't have Torah, they didn't understand the Torah? Ela Dedoavi Salkad Ushimata Levad El Cheta. Whatever they said, their Devre Torah was never halacha lemaaseh. They were never able to come to the conclusion the right way. Dichtiv, Sod Hashem Nide'av. God only gives the secrets of the halacha to those that have Yirat Shamayim. But if a person doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, so then he's not Zocheh, that is, the Devre Torah will be halakha lemaaseh. They're not zochet and mechaven to the emet of the halakha. Amar Rabbi Amir, lo met doeg ad shachach talmudo. Doeg not leave this world until he forgot his learning. Shnei Amar, hu yamut be'en musar. Without any of the musar, without any of the lessons. Ubrob ivvelto yishge. And with great evil, he will make mistakes. Rav Amar Nitztara. Some say Doeg became a leper. He got leprosy before he died. Shnei Amar Hitzmata Kol Zone Mimika. What does Hitzmata mean? Ketiv Atam, it says by the Yovel. Litzmitut. Litzmitut means. What does Litzmitut mean?
It says Litzmitut here.
Yeah, Litzmitut.
Oh, in English, he writes
Litzmitut. Oh, no, I know what it means. The Gemara is going to say what it means. Litzmitut, umetargeminan, the Targum explains the word Litzmitut. What does that mean? Lahalutin, conclusive. Which means the land will be sold Litzmitut in the Yovel. The land goes back to its original owner, Litzmitut. The word Litzmitut is explained Lahalutin. We see the word Halutin by another parasha, by the parasha of Metzora. Why? Utnam, we don't have the Mishnah Megillah. Ein ben muzgar umuchlat. There's a type of metzorah that's called a metzorah muhlat. He's a conclusive metzorah. Ela piri'a ufrima. Which means there's one type of metzorah that has to grow his hair and rip his garments. That's a metzorah muhlat. And what does it say by Doeg? Hitzmata. So listen to the drashe. It says by Doeg, Hitzmata. It says by Yovel, Tzimitut. The Targum of Tzimitut is Lahalutin. And we see in the Mishnah Megillah when it talks about a Mitzurah, it's called a Mitzurah Mukhlat. Ah, Mukhlat is Tzimitut. Tzimitut by Yovel, Tzimitut by Doeg. Ah, must be Yad Sara'at before he passed away. Okay. Along the Rash. Siman Shilosha Ra'u V'Hatzik Pekaru. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shilosha Malekah Habbala. Three angels of Chabala, damaging angels, appeared to Doeg before he died. One caused him to forget his learning. One burnt his soul. And one took his ashes and scattered it throughout the Bate Midrashot. Okay, like Pusha Yisrael. Right, we say that God takes the Shemot of the Rishayim and He sprinkles it under the legs of the Tzaddikim. And they had a little zechut. So at least his afar can have some type of reward of some sort. At least his afar will be scattered in the place of the Bet HaMidrash. Now pray for him over there, maybe. Right, they want to say it could be because according to this opinion, Doeg, we had a mahloket if Doeg has Olam Haba or not. Because one Shita said all the people in the Mishnah have Olam Haba except Bil'am. So by putting his ashes in the Bet Midrash, the Tzaddikim will pray for him in order to bring him back to the Gan Eden. Okay, obviously they were in different generations. Doeg bime Shaul. Doeg was the time of Shaul HaMelech. V'haitofel bime David. Right, he was at the end of the kingdom of David, when Avshalom rebelled against him. So already David was 70 years old at that time. It was the end of his life. So therefore, and he was in the times of Shaul. So Ahitophel was 70 years later, like whatever. So therefore, they didn't see each other. Okay. V'amar v'yuhanan do'eg v'ahitophel lo chatzu yemehem. Also, they did not have half a lifetime. They died less than half of a normal lifespan. Daniel ha'me'ache anche damim u'memah lo yechesu yemehem. Will not we reach half the lifetime? And she damim umirma. Damim is referring to Doeg because he killed Nov Irakwanim, people of blood. And mirma is deceit. That's Ahitophel that advised Avshalom to go against David. Doeg only lived to 34 years old. There was a tradition, and Ahitophel only made it to 33. Originally, Ahitophel was the rabbi of David. Then he called him his colleague. Eventually, David surpassed Ahitophel. He ended up calling Ahitophel his student. But when he says, Alufi meaning my rabbi. Yudai, the one that teaches me. Ulbesov, as David HaMelech was going up and Ahitophel was going down, Kera'o Havero, Asher Yahdav Namtik Sod, Bebet Lim Nalech Beragish. Which means, together they were sweetening the secrets of the Torah. That's the way you talk to your friend. It should be yahad, yahdav, together. Let's go together as if we're equals, we're colleagues. Ubesof kera'ot talmido. At the end, he referred to him as a student. Gam ish shelomi asher batachti bo. The one that was my confidant that I trusted. Ochel lachmi. The one that ate my Torah. Meaning I taught him Torah. Oh, by the way, it means he's a student. Higdil alay akev. Now he has ambushed me. So you see what? At the end, David HaMelech is saying, I taught him Torah. He became his talmid. Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Le'olam al yavi adam atzmo lidin nisayon. Person should not bring himself to a test. Shele David HaMelech said, Levi alav lidin nisayon. He asked for a test. What happened? Ve'nichshal bo. He stumbled. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם מפני מה אומרים אלוהי אברהם אלוהי יצחק ואלוהי יעקב ואין אומרים אלוהי דוד לא עושה אולי מפרד העמידה how come you don't put me part of the עמידה like the אבות אמר אינו מנסו לי ואת לא מנסית לי they were tried and tested already I tested אברהם יצחק and יעקב and they passed their tests you were never tested and therefore you never showed your colors אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם בחנני ונסני So he said, okay, I'm up for the test. Shnei Amar, Bechaneni Hashem Minasini. Amar, Minasna Lach. I'm going to test you. Ve'avida Bilta Bahadach. I'm going to test you in a way that I didn't even test the Avot. Delidu lo da'atinu. I didn't give them a warning that the test was coming. Vilu anak, amodan anak, de minasin anak, bedavar arva. I'm telling you, your test is going to be in Arayot. I'm telling you, ready to test. I'm giving you a heads up. מיד והיא לעת את הערב והיה כל מיום משכבו דוד got up from his bed over there in the middle of the night what do you mean in the middle of the night he says מעל משכבו לעת ערב usually you go to sleep לעת ערב you don't get up אמר רבי יהודה שהפך משכבו של לילה למשכבו של יום which means he had תשמיש with his wife in the day instead of the night because why he wanted to be satisfied with his ta'ava so the arayot won't get him So normally you have tashmish at night. But once he heard that God's going to test him with arayot, he wanted to satisfy his desire, so he went with his wife in the day. So therefore he has no desire for any arayot, so he's ready for the test. So that's what it means. He went to sleep. It was still the erev, before erev. He went with his wife. But what happened? He forgot the rule of how it works. What's the rule? Ever katan yesh ba'adam. There's a limb in the body, small limb, must be all ra'iv. The more you satisfy it, the hungrier it gets. Mar'ibo sabaya. The more you starve it, the more satisfied. He thought he'll go and satisfy the ever, and it'll be satiated. On the contrary, when you satisfy it, it only wants more. Mashiach, if you starve it, then everybody becomes satisfied. So therefore it was counterproductive what he did. Okay, what does the Pasuk say? One more. Vayitalech al gag bet ha-melech. So he went onto the roof. Vayar isha ruchetzit me'al ha-gag. Oh, he saw there was a lady bathing. Vayisha tovat mar'e me'od. She was very beautiful. Bat sheva avak ha-haifa reshet utech ha-leta. She was washing her hair. Like they had like some water in a bucket that was falling on her, yeah. And she was washing her hair, huh? Ata Satan, so the Satan came along. Idme leketziparta. It appeared to David like a bird. Patak begira. So what did he do? He shot his arrow towards the bird. Patka lehalata. And what happened? It broke the curtain. Mm-hmm. There's a curtain blocking, so the curtain looked like a bird. So David went and shot the arrow. Anyway, he got the curtain. Now the curtain fell. Now we see the lady standing there, washing herself. She became revealed in front of David. Miyad! Vayishlach David vayidrosh la'isha. By the way, he wants to know who this girl is. ויאמר, הלא זאת בת שבע בת אליעם, אשת אוריה החיתי, this is Uriah's wife. וישלח דוד מלאכים וכחיה, he took her, ותבוא אליו. He went with her, וישכב עמה, She already went to the mikveh, so she was still tameh. Then she went home. She was a married lady. So you see what? That's why she was bathing. She was going to the mikveh that night. She was washing her hair and all that, preparations for the mikveh. So David sent her to the mikveh. She came back from the mikveh. She went with David. Oh, we see why he was nechshal. Fanu dichtiv, bahanta libi, pakadta laila. You tested me. David says, bahanta libi, pakadta laila. You tested me, b'enyan ma'aseh laila. With the things that happen at night. If I could stand the test of Erva, selaftani baltimsa. You thought to purify me, but you did not find me clean. Zamoti bal ya'abur pi. What I thought, bal ya'abur pi, I was not able to fulfill. Amar, iku zimama nafal befume demande sanili. I wish I'd be able to put a muzzle on the mouths that hate me, which means on myself. Velo amar ki hay milta, and I shouldn't have tested, I asked to be tested. Zamoti. I wish I would have muzzled myself. That the words would not have come out of my mouth. Why did I ask to be tested? So I asked to be tested. He fell. Darash Rava, my dichtiv, lam naseyach le David. Okay, this is one of the mezmorim that he made for the conductor in the Beit HaMikdash. The menaseyach is the conductor of the orchestra. Bashem hasiti, I trusted God. Ech tomeru le nafshi. Nudi herchem sipur. Aha. Amar David Nechaz Baruch Hu, Rabbi Rosh Olam, Meholi aloto avon. Please God, forgive me for the avon of Batsheva. Shelo yomru har shebachem. I don't want the goyim to say the mountain that's amongst you. Who's the mountain? David is like the mountain, the king. Sipur nidatu was swayed by a bird. Between the Satan, which is considered like a bird. He said, forgive me, so won't be Hadul Hashem. That what? That the people are going to say a bird got him. I mean, the Satan, because Satan appeared as a bird. And he shot the bird. And he saw, says, Nudi Harchem Sipur. Nudi, don't, they shouldn't say that the king was pushed away, nad, from a Satan that looks like a bird. Okay, a little more. Darash Rava, my dichtiv, David HaMelech in Tehilim says, Lecha lebadecha hatati. I've sinned to you, only to you I've sinned. Vara benecha asiti, and I did bad in your eyes. Leman testak bedovrecha, teskib beshoftecha. What does that mean? Amar David lefnecha baruch hu. Galya vidi'a kamach. Galuy v'yadu lefanecha, it's known. Di'i ba'ya l'mikfei yelitzia v'akhefin. If I wanted to, I could have controlled my yetzirara. I could have passed that test. Ela amina, de'lo limru, the people shouldn't say that the servant beat the master. Which means, because as if God said, you're not going to do it. I'm going to test you, you're not going to be able to overcome it. So I didn't want to make the master look bad, ki'ilu. So I didn't want to make... That's why I didn't control it. That's why, leman titznak bedovrecha. I wanted your words to be tzedek. I wanted your judgment to be zakai. I didn't want you to be, because she was divorced. Tell me, he didn't do an avera. Which is really, David HaMelech says, why am I saying hatati? He says lecha lebadecha hatati. He didn't sin. At the end of the day, everything worked out for David. She was really divorced based on the whole calculation. She was divorced. Her husband gave her a get. So technically, what did David do wrong? So David said, the only reason why I'm confessing a sin is lecha lebadecha chatati. I'm saying I sinned to you. So it's considered a sin, so you're right. That I shouldn't say, oh, I'm innocent, ki'ilu, I beat you. You said that I'm not going to pass the test, so if I didn't want to... So he explains it.
What is the sin that you...
I have something to say, but I won't?
Hey, that's... It's mashmah that God did not expect David to pass the test. He says, I'm innocent really. She was divorced. But I'll say that I sinned. Not to beat you, kibyachul. But you claim that I'm going to fall. By testing me, he says, oh, they passed the test. You didn't pass. Oh, test me. As if God was saying, hey, I'm going to test you, and you're going to fall, ki'ilu. But I didn't fall. On the level, I'm going to say, hatati. The matter is, dak bedovrecha. If you need that, absolutely. What's the difference?
He sent her anyway.
He sent her to Migveh. Why? Nida's Nida.
That's not like she was going.
No,
but that,
she was preparing. No, she was.
But back then they had the eight kodashim, the eight things like that. They needed to be tahor back then.
Okay.
No.
Well, she went for kavanah to be with David. Okay. Now he just says over here. We'll conclude with this. Hamaral mevair shebevaday en kavanat David. That's diket atzmo shehata bekavanah. He sinned on purpose to make God look good. Why David fell? David from David is a very important cloud. Maharal says David on his own was not ra'oi for this sin. His character, his sitkut, should not have brought him to this avon. Shekin mitzad medregato, he would be able to overcome it. And Amahash should be kesher in the Zayon. He asked for the test to compare himself to the fathers. Lo ratzach berchud and esoto. Mekimat shida shud lo medregatam. God knew that he's not on the same medrega as the fathers. If we didn't want to test him, umishin nechnas nesun neged resrosh lashim. Whoever goes into a test against the will of God, miyad kayu kerekdom mitnegedim. There's a lot of mekatregim that try to now bring him down. Because really God didn't want to test him in the first place. David knew you can't beat God. David, he thought if he asks God for the test, God will acquiesce and therefore be able to overcome it. But God really didn't want to test him, and therefore, because he wasn't on the Madrigal of the Avot. So this is, if you really wanted to test me, I could have passed this test. But since you didn't want to test me because you didn't want to put me on the same Madrigal as the Avot, so I fell, even though I wasn't going to fall on this Avot over here. I said because your words, you didn't want me to have the test. But if I would have been tested based on my level, in a chenami I would have been able to pass it. And as kamuna kamer kulo afes asot etzono bezir mekimat chulo ayam betekatavot. And lachen nixo umnam ilu etrasher kamerachu David amed besayon shayu lo ayam menatzat rabbo nimsa sheena achet shel David domel shara nashim. Exactly, the sin of David is not like a regular sin of somebody else. David lo chatayim kachbikesh agilu madrigah. Only his sin was because he wanted to be on a level higher than his madrigah. And when you try to do that, mikatregim come along and try to trip you up. But otherwise than that, he would have succeeded.